Hey, Pro Nerds, it's Iggy here with another Podcast Unreal, the most unreal podcast with the most unreal guests only on Project Nerd. I'm joined once again this week by High Five, the podcast. It's Q. How's it going,
Hello.
Q? I didn't know what I was doing there. I didn't know where I was going with the title.
No, that's totally fine. I was hoping you'd be like, with the Unreal Podcast, High Five the Podcast, totally unreal. Here's Unreal's Q.
All right. So for those not familiar, again, Podcast Unreal is where we will both now take on personas, and I will be interviewing a character that we were just given the details on by a third-party writer. And we will have to conduct that interview fully in improv and trying to stay completely in character. I know at the same time, I found out about Q's character just moments ahead of us recording, hitting record with him. However, outside of my reporter's name, he does not know anything about the quirks of my reporter.
So true.
So it might catch him.
I hope everybody's ready for a train wreck because this is going to be awesome.
Should be great. Are you ready, Q?
I'm so ready.
All right, let's start Podcast Unreal. Welcome to Podcast Unreal, the most unreal podcast on Project Nerd. A podcast filled with real guests playing unreal characters, characters they know nothing about until we start recording. So without further ado, let's get unreal right here on Project Nerd. Hello, my name is Thomas Ingenston here with Project Nerd, and I'm excited to talk to today's guest, Richard Colonel Devitskinsky. How are you doing, Richard?
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen here, okay? The name is Re-Shard, all right? It's a real hard shard, okay? You got a shard, shard, shard. You understand?
I understand.
And it's Colonel. I know it looks like colonel, but it's definitely colonel.
I'm pretty sure I said colonel.
I really like the way you sound. there's something unique about your voice. Have you ever heard that before?
Thank you. I have, yes. Well, Richard, the reason you're here today is let's talk about it. You are the lead reptile inseminator at the Bronx Zoo.
Correct. Born and raised in the Bronx. Absolutely. 100%.
And you recently discovered a process by which to create a humanoid-sized reptile. Is that correct?
That is correct. Her name is Bobby Sue. She is real friendly, except if you try to feed her flies. She is here with me. I hope that's okay. I didn't ask any of your crew before I brought her. I just assumed you would want to see her.
Do you want to bring her out?
Well, are you wearing any musk right now? It's very important that you not be wearing musk.
I always have a little musk on me, but let me pour some water over.
All right. Perfect. Excellent. I think your musk is doused. I'm going to bring her out for a hot second, all right? Look, whatever you do, A, don't mention flies. B, don't look at her little eye. And four, don't make any sudden movements, okay? You got it? All right, here we go. Come on. Bobby Sue! Get up! Get on out of here! Don't you look at him. Don't you. No. Hey, get down off that desk. Get down or get down right. Are you writing him a note? You writing him a note? You like him? Is that what you're doing?
I feel like all the late night hosts where we have the animals out and they come in and play on the desks and couches.
Yeah, look at this. She wrote you a little note. It's got a heart. She drew you a heart. I know it kind of looks like an S, but it's a heart. That's the best she can do. She's learning.
It's beautiful. Learning.
It's a heart, and it says, I want to. Bobby Sue, you cannot do the host, okay? He's a person, and you're a reptile, all right? I know you feel like you a real person, but the truth is, I made you. Back in the cage. Get back in the cage. All right. We're cool. We're cool right now.
It was a little rocky, but all right. Richard, tell us more about, Now that we've met Bobby Sue, tell us more about her and the process in creating her.
All right, perfect. Well, like I said, first and foremost, I'm from the Bronx, born and raised, right? Just like from, as Jennifer Lopez says, I'm Richard from the block, okay? So here's the deal. When I grew up, I read a lot of comic books, right? Spider-Man was one of my favorites. As I'm reading Spider-Man, he's New York's hero. You know what I mean? He's one of, he's our very own.
I'm not familiar.
You don't know Spider-Man?
Not familiar with this man of spiders you speak of.
But, interesting.
But I'll have to check it out and do some, I apologize. I didn't do enough research.
You should. I have an entire collection. Okay. I will happily loan you one.
Oh.
Now here's the deal. Spider-Man had a nemesis, right? And his nemesis was the Lizard. Okay. Now this guy.
And what was the Lizard's name?
Charles.
Oh, okay.
That's probably right. Don't fact check that. So Charles the Lizard Man was his nemesis, right? And this guy was like a half human, half man. He was wearing a white lab coat and pants all the time. I don't know why. But anyway, I was inspired as a kid, right? And I was like, there's got to be a way that this thing can exist. So next thing I know, I'm going to college, right? NYU. Because I'm from New York, and that is a college that is there.
Like a very credible university.
Exactly. I got my degree in reptile biology as a totally actual subject. Reptile biology, right? So as I'm at school learning about this, and I'm like, I'm going to make me a lizard man one day. Well, I got sidetracked and into a little segment of reptile biology that is oft untalked about, and that is reptile insemination. Did you know 9 times out of 10, reptiles will not engage in fornication with each other? Did you know that in nature?
I did not know that. So your job at the zoo involves insemination.
It's to take them horny little snakes and lizards, work their little thingy-dings, you know what I'm saying? Till they just into little cups, and then I take that cup, and I take a little pipette, and I...
Sounds like accurate science. I'm sorry.
This is all real. Like I said, this is all real. I'm an actual professional. So, right. You dip a little pipette in it, you suck it up, you take it over to the little girl snake, and you just put it in the girl snake part. That is probably has a technical term, but I can't think of it off the top of my head because I'm on this show, and this is the first time ever anybody's interviewed me about what it is that I do. Really? Well, like I said, it's oft overlooked
part
of the reptile sciences.
Your publicist mentioned you're on the interview round, so I guess we got the first dibs then, it sounds like.
You did. Number one goes to Nerdist.
Excuse me one second. I think I hear my teapot going off. Oh, some tea. That just reminds me. When I graduated school, I did not go to NYU. I went to Baylor. And when I graduated Baylor, I could not find an interview job. So instead, I got a job as a train conductor. And the teapot always reminds me of my wonderful 2 years as a train conductor through the East Texas parts.
Wow, that's quite a storied adventure.
Anyways, where were we? You're inseminating reptiles.
I am in New York
at the Bronx Zoo. Do you continue? Let me ask.
I have a very important question. Hold on. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay,
this is important. This is a life or death
matter.
Who's
interviewing who here? I don't know. Go ahead.
Is that Earl Grey tea?
Always Earl Grey tea.
Oh my God, I need you to dump it out right now. Oh. You don't understand. Earl Grey tea will drive Bobby Sue crazy. She will go into an absolute frenzy. Oh God, Bobby Sue! No, get back in the cage! No! Oh God! Oh, it got my good arm! Oh shit! Oh, why did you do that? No!
Richard?
Shit!
Richard?
Oh my God, I'm bleeding.
Richard?
I'm bleeding. I'm here, Rashard, but I'm bleeding.
Are you okay? Are you okay to continue, or should we?
Oh my God. Sure. This, like I said, this is my first. This is my first interview. So, yeah, we'll keep going.
All right.
Hold on. I'm going to take my belt off and fashion it into a tourniquet here, real quick. So hold on.
While you're doing that, I will let you and the audience know that I've removed the Earl Grey tea, and I have a few options here. Are there any options that won't bother the lizard lady?
Tea.
Okay. We'll go with peppermint. We'll go with peppermint. Let's start another pot. Oh, speaking of the teapot, you know when it makes that funny sound at the end? It reminds me of my days, my old days of conducting the trains. It was so great. But I was born to be an interviewer, so let's get back on topic. Again, we are here with Rashard and its colonel, as you mentioned, Davitsky.
Yes, well.
Was your family military, or what? Tell us the colonel, the reason for the colonel in the middle.
Right. Have you ever seen a show called Hogan's Heroes?
Oh, I love Hogan's Heroes.
There was a gentleman on that show. Ooh, God, I am. Do you know how much blood it's okay for a person to lose?
Jamie is going to check that out for us. Our assistant over here,
perfect.
Jamie. She will make sure that we can continue this on.
All right. Here you go, Jamie. I'm going to put my stub up here. All right. You check that out real quick. So Colonel Klink was a character on that show. My parents loved him so much that they decided to make my middle name Colonel.
Yeah. Colonel Klink.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. So Rashard Colonel Davitsky. Am I saying that last one right? I always feel like I'm
it's
not.
Like it's like David's skin and ski.
David's
as a joke skin. That I right, like David's skin and ski.
Were you
right?
Picked on? Which, were you picked on a lot as a child?
No, not at all, because
okay.
I know karate.
Okay.
So
of
I
course.
Just
of course
I
you
just
do. Even with one
nope.
hand,
they would, yeah. That's what most of the reptiles say about me. They say even with one hand, he's impressive. If you know what I mean, I'm an inseminator. Come on.
So speaking of you're the lead inseminator, actually. So tell us, how many employees do you actually have working under you at the Bronx Zoo?
Well, there's one, and that's me.
Okay. Okay.
So when they hired me, it was actually a position that they had never had. And when they asked about what I wanted to say on my business card, just to sound a little more important, I said that I should be listed as the lead inseminator, right? Because I was the first one to do it. And honestly, if we're getting down to brass tacks here, the job is more voluntary than paid. It's something that they weren't even really looking for. I used to hang around the snake cage a lot at the Bronx Zoo, and they noticed that I had quite a way. Every once in a while, I would get close to the cage, and I just like, la, 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 la. Audience can't see it, but I'm sticking my tongue out right
so
now.
Much,
in a very
much like Harry Potter.
Yes, except less parcel tongue, right, and more sexual tongue.
Oh.
And I'd get all those little snakies just riled up. And then I would inseminate them right then and there. And the zoo guys were like, hey, probably not a great idea. You should stop doing that. And I said, hey, you guys, listen, this is something I have a passion about. It's very important. I have a goal in life. I went to college, very prestigious place, NYU. Maybe you heard of it, is what I told them, right? They had, because we're all from New York. And I told them I have a very important goal, and that goal is one day to make a lizard man. You ever seen them Spider-Man comics is what I said.
Yes.
Unlike you.
I love Spider-Man.
They knew exactly what Spider-Man was.
Oh, I know what Spider-Man is. I love Spider-Man.
Well, hold on now.
I thought you said Schmider-Man earlier. I was completely confused. But anyways.
That logic tracks. I'll buy it.
So for those that have been listening for the past 15 minutes, if you're confused, an inseminator is not an incinerator. He does not burn the snakes. Not
oh,
at all.
Oh, Lord, no. I would never, ever, ever hurt one of them beautiful baby snakes.
I can tell by your beautiful snake tattoos all up your neck.
Yes, thank you. This tattoo right here. This one. You see the one I'm pointing at?
It looks like I'm
pointing at it. I'm doing it with my good arm.
The queen right cobra. The queen cobra on your neck.
Well, that's actually a picture of my mom.
Oh, it's a queen. Queen nonetheless.
She is a queen. But I'm a little bit insulted that you thought she looked like a cobra. To be honest, her name is Peggy, and she is a very nice lady. Also born and raised in the Bronx her entire life.
Very sorry. I think my teapot is ready. Let me grab that. It's
peppermint. It's peppermint. You sure do like your tea, peppermint. Don't you?
Tea, and especially the sounds the teapot makes, it just takes me back to, maybe 20, 25 years ago, maybe 35. I don't really remember. But when I was a train conductor, have I told you this story? I was a train conductor for approximately 2 years, 4 weeks, 7 days, and 13 hours, just approximately. And
I'm going to be honest. I think I'm losing a lot of blood here.
Are you?
I'm pretty sure I've heard this story six or seven times maybe now.
Fix it along with your arm and post. We'll take care of it then.
Can I ask you a question? I am fascinated.
Interviewer becomes the interviewee.
Hey man. I don't play by the rules. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell.
People who inseminate snakes for a living were wild, brother. Wild. Yes. Okay. So here's the question. Speaking of brother, I've noticed you have a bit of an accent, maybe. And I'm just trying. I'm trying to place where you're from.
Oh, you grew up in the Bronx. I grew up in Brooklyn. This is a Brooklyn accent.
Oh, I knew it.
Because you know, Brooklyn and the Bronx are two very different places.
I went to school at NYU, very prestigious New York college, with a bunch of people from where you're from.
So I might have lost it some when I went down to East Texas to go to Baylor and conduct the steam engine. They still have steam engines down there. Did you know that? The old-timey ones that run on coal.
You're flat out shitting me right now.
I mean,
now.
This was 35 or so, maybe 40 years ago. I don't know, but it's
how old are you? Because I'm gonna be honest, you look good for your age.
I'm 27. But let's get back to the point here. Inseminating reptile DNA, Spider-Man fan. You seem to have a very busy life, and a life that you seem to enjoy.
Yes, very much so. It's just me and my daughter Bobby Sue now.
Yes, it's so. Did you legally adopt?
No. Well, like I said, the inseminator position is mostly voluntary, as was my DNA that I
used. Sorry, I do have the look.
All right, here we go. As was my DNA that I donated in conjunction with the snake egg. So it was actually me and the snake that are her parents. So I am not only legally, but biologically Bobby Sue's dad.
Oh, fascinating. And it makes sense. Obviously, you injected a reptile with the human DNA as opposed to a human with the reptile DNA.
Injected is a funny way to put it, but we had dinner and it was great.
It was great. We should move on from that one. So tell us about this. I hear that there might be a movie in the making about your DNA masterpiece.
There is a masterpiece. That's hilarious. So I have been in talks, and I don't know if I can say this yet. Disney Plus is very interested in doing an expose series. Now, let me ask you this. You seen Tiger King?
I am not familiar with this, the King of Tigers.
Perfect. That guy, small potatoes to my story.
All right.
Right?
All right.
Nothing on me. And Disney Plus, they're all about getting some fresh entertainment. They haven't quite broken into a true life docu-series that's cutting edge and edgy. Mostly, they've been focusing on that helmeted Star Wars guy. But
they're wanting to branch out. So we're in talks. I think that's all I can say at this time.
Okay. You heard it first right here on Project Nerd. So right. Before we wrap things up, I definitely want to ask, as most places impacted by the recent pandemic, the Bronx Zoo was closed.
Yes.
We noticed that you were cited by the New York police 73 times for still going to work when you were not even legally employed by the zoo.
Yeah.
Is this passion or is this insanity?
Well, let me ask you a question.
You and your questions.
If you consider having to break into your home a passion, then yeah, I guess you could call it a passion. Because truth is, I built myself a little shelter right behind the snake cage, and that is where I live. So if anything, the police were just evicting me from my squatter's rights.
It all makes sense. Passion, for sure. Passion. Did I mention passion? For sure.
For sure.
For sure. Rashard, you are seemingly an incredible man. And I wanted to know, did you have a website maybe to plug with your work displayed?
Well, I don't have a website, but I do have a MySpace.
Okay.
It is www.myspace/snakegod27.com.
All right. Well, that's fascinating. Fascinating information. Is there any chance we could get some final words from Bobby Sue herself before we finalize this interview?
I'm going to be honest. She's just happy as a clam over there gnawing on my arm.
I didn't even know what happened to the actual limb itself. That's hilarious.
Yep. So yeah, let me see if I can get her out. Hey, you got rid of that tea, right?
What's the Earl Grey, right? I am on.
Yeah, the Earl Grey.
I am now on my chameleon tea, my chameleon tea. I figured I'd go reptilian themed since, you know.
Sue's going to love that. All right.
I'll put some in a dog dish perhaps to share. Remember,
a dog dish? What the hell? That's my daughter you're talking about
Sorry. A mug will work then?
Yes. She can use mugs. Okay. She has a prehensile tail.
Okay.
She can grip opposable, the mug with it.
Opposable thumbs?
No, she doesn't have thumbs. And she's very sensitive about it. Remember, like I said, 5 rules, right? Number 1, don't look her in her little eye. Number 2,
that was definitely
don't mention
number 1.
Flies. B, don't wear musk. So you need to douse yourself in water.
Number 4, is long gone.
Number 4, Earl Grey tea makes her super angry, right?
Right.
And that rhymes. And C, here she comes. So hold on 1 second here. Let me let her out of her cage.
I just got it. Earl Grey and angry do kinda not well, I guess.
Bobby Sue, hey. Get on in here. This nice interview guy, train conductor, wants to talk to you one more time.
Oh, train conducting. That just come reminds here. Here me.
Bobby
reminds
Sue.
Me of my time train conducting.
Yeah. How I love you.
Bobby Sue, you are absolutely
oh, my God.
Adorable.
Did you hear that?
Is that her first
She said she loved you. Holy shit. She's never talked before.
That's amazing.
All right. So here's the deal. Listen, you got to marry my daughter.
Who?
Okay. This is very important. You're the first person that she's ever loved.
I'm sorry to cut you, Rashard, but it seems that we're being told we have to wrap.
We'll have to finish that
conversation you're bringing up now.
I got a great place. We can rent real cheap. I got it. You can borrow my tuxedo. It's fine.
Oh, it probably
fits you. Yeah. We'll talk about powder blue. Oh, God. Bobby Sue, I'm so happy for you. You're going to be a married woman. I'm so proud.
Well, before Rashard commits me to any other engagements, we'll move on. For this episode of Project Nerd, or whatever this show is called on Project Nerd, this is Thomas Engineson signing off after a fantastic conversation with Rashard Colonel David Skinsky.